the kindly nettle. The little seedling flinched and trembled as thunder crashed in the sky. Rain battered his tiny leaves, and the wind threatened to tear him from his very roots. "Don't worry, little seedling," came a kind-sounding voice from behind. It was a nettle, a tall, proud-looking nettle with thick stalks and a bushy covering of leaves. "It's just a storm, and no storm lasts forever," said the nettle. "This will all pass, and soon the sun will come. You'll feel it warm your leaves and the soil around your roots. So don't be afraid, little seedling. Come hide behind my bushy leaves, and I'll tell you more about this world." The seedling did just that, and they talked for many hours. The nettle told him about the sky and the earth, of the forest and the sun. He told the seedling that one day he'd grow to be big and strong, and would stand tall amongst the giants that surrounded them. Then, the seedling noticed that it was no longer raining. He heard birds singing, and he felt the warm heat of the sun on his leaves. "What did I tell you?" said the nettle, and the little seedling thanked him for his kindness. The nettle and the seedling became great friends. They talked the days away as they stood together, sunning their foliage under the summer sky. The little seedling always had questions about the forest and the world they lived in, and the nettle was always happy to answer them. Then, one day, the seedling shivered and turned to the nettle to ask him why it had become colder. Why did the sun not shine so bright and so warm as it once had? He gasped as he looked upon his friend. The nettle's once proud mane of bushy green leaves had turned a withered brown. He replied in his usual kindly tone, but his voice sounded very weak. "Don't worry, little friend," said the nettle. "I have lived a great life, but my time is drawing to a close. Soon, I will be gone, but you have grown bigger and stronger these past few months, and you will be a king here one day." The seedling looked down at himself, and sure enough, he'd grown. He had a thicker stalk, more leaves, and he felt his roots reaching deeper into the earth with each day that passed. "But I don't want you to die," said the seedling. "You're my best friend." And he began to cry. "Nothing truly dies," smiled the frail nettle, as a gentle breeze carried some of his once lush leaves down onto the forest floor. "Soon, I will be part of the earth. And in the winter months, when the sun can no longer be seen, I will nourish your roots. I will give you the strength to survive the dark and the frost and the snows. And soon, soon it will be summer again." Many years later, the mighty oak tree stood tall, the tallest tree in the forest. The other trees would look at him in awe. They'd ask him how he got to be so big and so strong. And the mighty oak would smile, and he'd tell them all about his old friend, the kindly nettle. The Kindly Nettle was written and read by Matthew McLean. Thank you for listening.